Hello, and welcome to Men in Charge. In brief, I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today, we are getting drunk, but this time on efficiencies. What's that about, Kevin?
Well, this is what colleges and universities need to be drinking, which is leveraging their efficiencies to achieve synergy.
Maybe. But one thing we do know is that it's your duty as a listener to surmise the underlying question that forms the premise of this episode. Write down that question, mail it in to us legally, and if it's correct, you could win a valuable prize.
Welcome to this NPR News Break. I'm Madeline Sterno, reporting from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where a small miracle has emerged at Western Alabama College, part of the state system in this southern principality. In the middle of declining student enrollment at colleges and universities around the nation, Western Alabama has made some changes that are attracting record numbers of students. I sat down with Winifred McClung, the school's dean of students, to find out more. Hello, Dr. McClung. Thanks for speaking with me today.
Welcome to Western Alabama, Ms. Sterno, and go Great Whites.
Yes, I'm sure. I have to comment first about your unusual last name.
Yes, ma'am. It's spelled M small K capital C-L-U-N-G. People always switch the K and the C thinking I'm one of those Scotch-Irish Macs. But my people are Irish Scots. Go way back. Completely different.
Completely different, yes. Now, let's talk about the Western Alabama success story. I introduced you as the Dean of Students, but it looks like you also go by a number of other titles, including Chair of Macrame Studies, Chief Chef, and Women's Football Coach. Why the proliferation of titles?
Well, Madeline, it's all about efficiencies. You can't have 10 people doing a job when you only have one person's salary to pay. The 21st century university has to be nimble, you know, lean and mean. At Western Alabama, we've taken efficiencies to a new level. So that's why I do all four of the jobs you mentioned.
I noticed that your administration building is curiously free of staff. However, there are many, many cats.
We found that cats are a low-cost, low-hanging fruit solution to leverage many of our efficiencies and break down silos.
Now, what do you mean by breaking down silos?
Just look out that window. See that silo out there? That was the psychology and sociology silo. The wrecking ball, full of cats, for ballast.
Well, that explains all the concrete detritus that I had to navigate on the way to your office.
But did you notice that all that rubble was painted the great colors of Western Alabama? White and off-white.
Yes, go Great Whites indeed. We mentioned in the introduction that Western's business model has been very attractive for new students.
Yes. Enrollment this fall was up an amazing 21% over the last 2 years. We've even broadened the definition of what a student is to encourage more diversity and inclusion.
So, these cats?
Yes, they're actually student workers. Also, whole congregations of alligators and passels of possums are getting their degrees here at Western Alabama. And we hope they'll go back into the environment when they're done and make us all very proud with their bitings and hissings.
That'd be biting and hissing Western Alabama style.
A great new vision statement for the school.
Here on the great swampy plains of the Central South, a university in transition, a college drunk on efficiencies. Reporting from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, I'm Madeline Sterno for NPR.
Kevin, did someone write in with a question?
Reed Palmblattner of Skokie, Illinois asked, how can you get drunk on something that's not a liquid?
Okay.
I think the silence speaks volumes.
Not even no prize, but a little bit of administrative justice.
We do want to give positive administrative justice to our cast, Greg Smith and Nancy Roth. Today's sketch was written by Kevin Decker. And we also want to thank the man who designs baby nurseries in the Bauhaus style, Brian Lindsay.